And greetings to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is facing forward. This is on our plate to share with you now because we see as you are emerging from the pandemic and from being closed into your homes and finally having more freedom to come out and to come forward, that as you experience each day, many times you think, I wish things were the way they were, or it used to be so much better, things were quicker, I had all I need, it was smooth sailing. It feels like molasses right now. All of these thoughts, and we ask you to open your minds to the thoughts, the words that come forward, that have this characteristic of longing for the past, wishing for the past, leaning into the past. The truth is, the past is done. It is complete, and it was perfect in its time. And now, your present moment is perfect. And we ask you, in this present moment, to face forward. Do not face back. Do not look into the rear view mirror. Keep your eyes on the road. Forward. We do not say here that you need to be thinking about the future. Always the future. Always what's next. No, it is to be in the present moment with gratitude, with love, with humility, and trust that this moment, as you are aligned with the God that created you and that inner guidance that is the still small voice, as you are aligned with this in the present moment, each future moment will unfold in right action and perfection. So there is no need for your thoughts to gallop ahead and then worry and be anxious. Because the truth is, that's how the ego mind keeps you off balance and wants you to feel you are separated from God. Because there is no true power as you are thinking about the future. So your thoughts go out there without the foundation of truth and power. And then your mind begins to mix things up and scramble things around and make you worried and anxious. So, facing forward is not what we are speaking of here. It is to be in each moment and to keep present and to, with joy, expect the goodness of each moment coming forward. If you look back, it is a portion of time that is not well invested, because each moment as you are present will have all of the lessons that you need and the awarenesses that you need. Oftentimes, people think they need to dig into the past and look at their family history and the dynamic within the family when they were a child and all the things that they did not get. And it goes on and on. The exercise of awareness is valid, yes, but to linger in the past when there is no power there either, to change is not a good investment of your energy, of your life force. As you are in each moment, if there are aspects of your growing up, of your development, of past relationships, past decisions, that still have not been healed. And by that we mean to come to a zero balance, where there is a balanced account, so to speak. There is no energetic charge, or there is no debt owed. So as you are in each moment, Spirit and God will bring to you the awarenesses, the knock on the door, so to speak, to say, it's important for you to look at this. Let us look at this. And whatever investigation or discovery is needed is in the present moment. We hope you see this, and we understand that it may be contrary to some of the beliefs that are held with traditional therapy and psychoanalysis. These methods of healing are valid up to a point, but they also can leave you blaming others and feeling the shame. So it is good to have self-awareness, yes, but to linger in the past is not your best choice. So come on up to the present moment and ask always God and your spirit, what is it that I need to know, to learn, to see for my evolution? As you do this, dear ones, your own evolution will accelerate, and you will be excited in every moment, not lingering in the slower energy of the past, or worried or fearful as you have the energy to the future. Be present, facing forward in the present moment, ready to go, ready to answer the call. As your own evolution accelerates, this also ripples out into the earth plane and assists and supports and fortifies the evolution of all of life on earth, and also assists and is in service to the restoration of planet Earth. Enjoy this next week coming up and this exercise. We look forward to being with you again next week. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.